The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to The Grillin' Guys on the Michigan Talk Radio Network on the Cumulus Broadcasting System. It's going to be a great day to get out in your backyard and fire up that grill, create a little bit of grill envy. But before we do that, we got something just a little serious we want to talk about. Hey, Shasta, good morning.
Good morning.
And Bob, what do we got?
Hey, Jop, thanks. Third annual Fallen Heroes Golf Outing, the Fallen Heroes Memorial Foundation and the Fallen Warriors Memorial Fund. It's going to be held on August 11th, and it is the proceeds will be split equally between both of those charities. First place gets a six-person Lake Michigan fishing charter with Devil Dog Charters. It's an 18-hole scramble, 12:30 tee off, $65 a person. Sounds like fun. We're going to do everything we can to get out there, but you want to call Dan Brown at 616-292-8767 and or the North Kent Golf Course, 866-2659, and that's up in Rockford. So try and make it to that. This is for guys that gave their lives for us.
Yes, right. We've been supporting this thing for over a year now since we did our remote out at the Armory there. We learned about this thing. You know, get behind this, if you would, please, because these guys and gals are laying down their lives for us. The least we can do is erect a memorial for them to thank them for the ultimate sacrifice. So, great thing. But on the line with us right now, we have our favorite brewer from Battle Creek, Michigan, Tim Surprise. Okay, good morning, Tim.
Good morning, gents. How are you?
Oh, it's better now. We're talking to you, brother. I'm on the website, and I see that we're already advertising the Whitson, one of my favorites.
Yeah, it's you know, when spring comes, it's a good time of the year for everyone who's interested in beer. And with this warm weather, so comes Whitson for spring and summer, that great wheat ale that is spiced with coriander and orange zest and about 120 pounds of Michigan honey in every batch. So we're pretty excited about that.
Hey, good morning, Tim. This is Bob. Thanks so much for joining us. And it's always fun to talk to you because you're not only a great brewer, but you're a heck of a grilling guy. So, you know, and I find that kind of to be a commonality with brewers is they tend to be really good foodies in all aspects. But tell the folks here, if they happen to be in the Battle Creek area, and we are now broadcast live out of your local station there, too. Tell them what they might expect to see on your menu at the tap room.
Well, we have a theme that goes with our pub and restaurant, and it's wood-fired cuisine from both inside and outside. And what we mean by that is we started 16 years ago with a wood-fired oven from Naples, Italy. And for 12 years, that was the only cooking device we had. So we've got a great selection of wood-fired pizzas, sandwiches, some entrees. That's really the centerpiece of our open-air kitchen in the restaurant. But then about 5 years ago, we added authentic barbecue. I started with a Lang 84 trailer-mounted smoker that we used for about 3 years. Firing that thing up both in the winter, spring, summer, and fall with all natural hardwood. And we decided to do authentic Memphis-style ribs, Texas-style brisket, and Carolina-style pulled pork. And then a couple of years ago, we added to that a Southern Pride rotisserie smoker. So we've got a whole lineup of authentic barbecue to complement that wood-fired oven inside. So that's the theme of our restaurant. So now, folks are in the Battle Creek area, in addition to these world-class ales that we're producing, there's some pretty awesome food to enjoy.
That's for sure. Now, that Lang is a stick burner. Is that Southern Pride a stick burner, too?
No, the Southern Pride's gas heated with we use hardwood to smoke in it.
Okay. Well, you are definitely a crafty fella, and just as evidenced by the brews you've come up with, the Arcadia Ales brand is maybe 15 years old. I know I missed your anniversary party. I think it was your 15th. And, man, in 15 years, you come a long way, baby.
Yeah, it's been a fun ride. I'm happy to say that you know, the entire craft beer scene in Michigan is really exploding right now, not only just in Michigan, but countrywide. I think the Brewers Association came out with some data here yesterday that thus far in 2012, the entire industry is up 13%. We're now well over 6% market share. So people are really becoming interested in that local, sustainable aspect of how they spend their dollars, and certainly Michigan breweries and Arcadia Ales included are really benefiting from all that.
Well, you know, one of the best parts about being a grilling guy is guys like you from time to time give us beer, and as much as I would love to...
Shameless. I'm telling you, Timmy, no, shameless,
they
man.
They do. They give it
we
to us all
samples.
The time. And actually, you know what I do? I very often, one of the best things to do with that, my point is, I love giving that to somebody to try for the first time.
Oh, okay, here we go. Now it's all about right. The benevolence of Bob. Here, give me some beer, and then wait, I'm gonna pay it forward. Forward,
right.
I'm going to pay it forward.
All right, now I got to jump in here because I know that you guys have a really loyal following, and I'm sure there's some folks that are listening for the first time here this morning. But for those who have become loyal Grillin' Guys followers, there isn't one of them that believes, Bob, that you give any beer to anyone.
That is an absolute truth.
The you is consumed. In fact, as I seem to recall, you were complaining that Randy got the last bat.
Yeah, that Whitson, he didn't see much of that. I'll be very honest with you. That's
maybe,
one of my favorites.
Maybe that's why he doesn't believe that I actually give a bunch of mine away, because he hoards his.
Oh, yeah, right. Too late, Bob. That train left the station, brother. You are not coming back.
Well, so my point is, it's very fun to turn somebody on to one of these great craft beers out of Michigan, and I truly do enjoy it. I travel all around the country, and very often I'll throw a couple six packs in my car in a cooler, either for me or for one of these people I'm going to be barbecuing for, and it's a delight. And some people just don't know how good the Michigan beers are until they get that first sample, and that's the fun part of it.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, in addition to Whitson coming out, just before, I know we got you guys got other people to talk to this morning, but I've got a couple of other products that I'm really excited about that are coming out also here very shortly. Our Beecraft Black, which is a double IPA, that's coming out for the first time here in about 2.5-3 weeks in four-pack bottles. Beautiful beer for the craft beer aficionado that really likes the big hoppy beers but also likes a full-bodied stout. This thing's got both. Really excited about that. And then, of course, as the weather turns warmer, one of our more popular styles, Sky High Rye, which has been available in draft and 12
wonderful
in six packs, that's also going to come out in 12 packs as well as cans. So the Whitson comes out in cans the 1st of April. Whitson's available in 12-ounce bottles. Sky High Rye in 12-packs and cans. The Beecraft Black, and that's just from one brewery here in Battle Creek. Imagine multiplying that by the 105 breweries across the state of Michigan. And is there ever another reason to buy a beer that's not made here?
Absolutely not, Tim. Absolutely not. We thank you so much for your time and your support of the Grilling Guys. You are one of our favorite guys that we have the opportunity to work with, and keep on keeping on down there in Battle Creek, because you guys are making a very, very good product, and we're blessed to have you here.
Appreciate it, guys. Look forward to having you down here, and we can fire up these grills here pretty soon.
All right, we'll be there.
Sweet.
That was our friend Tim Surprise from Arcadia Ales down in Battle Creek. Coming up next, we're going to wrap this show up, and we're going to bring it home with a little caramelized grilled salmon. We're the Grilling Guys. Stick with us. We'll be back.
The Grilling Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.